ageturners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with this segment, we begin a new series with this title, O Timothy, Guard the Deposit. This title is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, in which the Apostle Paul charges his young co-worker, whom he considered his spiritual son, to guard the deposit, to guard what had been put within him. But he expresses this way, O Timothy, guard the deposit. Such feeling, such even desperation. However, even though we're using this verse from 1 Timothy, the focus of our fellowship in these coming podcasts will be on the book of 2 Timothy. This book of 2 Timothy holds a very particular place in the Scriptures. Of the 27 books in the New Testament, 14 were written by the Apostle Paul. And of these 14, the final book, the last book that he wrote, was the book of 2 Timothy. Actually, please remember that when Paul was writing these epistles, they were not, in his consideration, books of the Bible. He was not writing the Bible. He was writing a letter. And this was a letter to his young co-worker at a desperate time. Please note that even though 2 Timothy, in the sequence of the books of the Bible in the New Testament, is not the last of Paul's letters. Because after 2 Timothy, we have the books of Titus, Philemon, and Hebrews. But we know from history that this was Paul's final writing. This was his final letter. In chapter 4, he says, "The time of my departure is at hand." He knew that he would be martyred very soon. He was even expecting any day could be his final day. So he charged Timothy in the last chapter, in chapter 4, to come to see him quickly and to bring Mark with him. Maybe he was expecting to see these brothers for the final time. So this book is actually filled with feeling, filled with desperation. And to understand and touch that feeling, we must know a little bit about the background. In chapter 3, Paul starts in verse 1, "But know this, that in the last days, difficult times will come." He was warning Timothy, we are in difficult times, and all around is degradation. In that chapter, he charges Timothy to be a man of God, filled with the breath of God, to withstand, to even counter the deterioration that had infiltrated the church. This book of 2 Timothy is really intended to be an inoculation for the church against the decline, against the deterioration that the church was experiencing at that time. So the background of this book is that the churches were in this trend of degradation, and Paul was in prison. He was restricted in prison. Many had turned away from him, and even a number of churches had forsaken him and his ministry. As this was going on, we have Timothy, whom Paul had left in Ephesus already, we know from 1 Timothy, to withstand the decline, even to speak something, to charge the ones there, not to speak differently other than God's economy. But he knew that Timothy was in need of encouragement. As this was going on, we know from this book that profane and vain babblings were being spread in the churches like gangrene. Unhealthy speaking, unhealthy words. This is the background. And so Paul writes to his young co-worker. And it's very interesting that in this book of 2 Timothy, you don't find great truths that are being unveiled for the first time. Here, Paul is really reminding Timothy and charging Timothy, reminding him of what he had already committed to him, of what he had already infused into him. And so, in chapter 1, there are three key words that the Apostle Paul uses. And these three key words are remind, fan, and guard. In chapter 1, verse 6, we have two of the words are used. It says, for which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Then in verse 14, Paul says, guard the good deposit through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. So we have in verse 6, remind, fan, and in verse 14, guard. It seems that Paul's burden was not to share with Timothy new things at this time, but rather to remind him. Remind him of what was within him. Remind him of the good deposit, which was certainly capable to withstand and to counter the degradation in the church. But Timothy needed to cooperate. Timothy needed to fan and to guard. To fan into flame the gift of God. To fan into flame what had been deposited within him. And to guard this deposit through the Holy Spirit. So we have these three key words: to remind, to fan, and to guard. Oh, dear young people, all of us have heard many things already. You might be quite young, and you may not have that much experience, but already quite a bit has been deposited into you. Many of you have grown up in Christian homes or in the church life. And just like Timothy, as it says in chapter 3, from a babe you've known the sacred writings. From the time of the children's meeting, verses have been being put into you. Maybe you first memorized some verses through some simple songs. And so these verses have gotten into you as a deposit. And then as you've grown up in the church life, you may have participated in young people's meetings, in conferences, in the Summer School of Truth, in some trainings. And you might be now in high school or in college and with a rich deposit within you. You have something. As you have something within you, it needs to be effectuated. It needs to be fanned into flame. It needs to be put into practice. We need to fan and we need to guard. Oh, dear young people, the age today is darker than at Timothy's time. The days are more difficult than at Timothy's time because we really are in the fulfillment of what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We are in the last days. And in the last days, the difficult times, not only they will come, they're already here. But be strengthened and be encouraged that you have a rich deposit, but you need to fan it into flame. And you need to guard it from all the exterior influences around us, both through the media, through friends, that we would not be brought down, we would not be held back. My burden is also to remind you of what's within you, and to encourage you to fan and to guard. And one simple and practical and prevailing way to fan and to guard is just to tell the Lord that we love him, as to exercise our heart and our spirit to love the Lord. You know, history tells us that the root of the church's decline was from the loss of her first love toward the Lord. We see this in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. Nothing but love can keep us in a proper relationship with the Lord. And it's interesting that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul, when he's describing the degradation and the decline generally at the end of the age, in the last days, he mentions so many kinds of lovers and non-lovers. He emphasizes this matter of love. And there's a note in the Recovery Version for the verse 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, and it is note 2 on the word lovers. It says, in 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, seven kinds of lovers are mentioned. 1, lovers of self. 2, lovers of money. 3, lovers of pleasure. 4, lovers of God. 5, lovers of good. 6, lovers of husbands. And 7, lovers of children. Also, two kinds of non-lovers are mentioned. 1, non-lovers of good. And 2, non-lovers of God. Whatever one loves, his whole heart, even his entire being, is set on and occupied and possessed by. This is crucial. Whether there would be a day of glory in the church's victory or grievous days of the church's decline depends altogether on what kind of lovers we are. History tells us that the root of the church's decline was the loss of her first love toward the Lord. To maintain the victorious standard of the church, we must be lovers of God and lovers of the good that pertains to God's economy. Oh, young people, guard the deposit by loving the Lord. Oh, young people, fan into flame and guard the good deposit. I think that's good enough for today. I hope that in the coming episodes, we can get more deeply into this book of 2 Timothy and see how the things there related to this young brother in the first century relate so much to us and our situation today in the going on of the church. Oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord, we love you. Oh Lord, be our first love. Oh Lord, we like to fan into flame. We like to guard the good deposit. So we pray, Lord, oh, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.